Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is March 2nd, 1958, and the title is The Guitar. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Well, you had enough last night, Chester.
Matt told me you were still asleep at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I was, and it was mighty kind of him not to wake me up, too.
Say, Doctor, are you sure? He said he'd be back this afternoon.
Well, that's what he told me.
Now, what in the world is that fella?
Who?
Just came in the door, you see? With Tyler and Short there.
Oh, him. Well, that's Weed Pennell. He rode in on a mule a couple days ago.
Well, which has the bigger ears? Him or his mule?
He is funny looking, all right, and he acts pretty peculiar, too.
That is a scrawny mule, Pendle.
I seen you on him this morning.
Well, Pendle here, he's kind of scrawny himself, Short. Maybe some beer fattened him up a little.
I'd like some beer, all right, but I got no money.
Well, why don't you just sell that guitar of yours?
Sell my guitar? No, I'd never do that.
Pendle, you must have a nickel at least.
Last money I had got stolen.
Now, who dares steal money off a tiger like you, Pendle?
I was asleep. I started to wake up, but they kicked me in the head.
Oh, now, Pendle, you call that thing a head? Look to me more like your neck just growed out and haired over.
I ain't very handsome.
You sure ain't. Hey, bought that at 3 beers.
Yes,
you
sir.
Buying, Tyler?
Oh, I'm proud to buy. Fine old soldier like Weed Pendle.
How'd you know I was a soldier?
Well, now, I didn't.
Where was you a soldier, Pendle?
3rd Illinois Cavalry.
Illinois. You're with the Yankees.
Here's your business. I never done much. We had hard luck and never got to see no real Confederates at all. Just a bunch of ragged-tailed bushwhackers in South Missouri. They was led by an old chicken thief named McClyne.
Yes, yeah, so they was. Tell me something else, Pendle. Did you ever get to kill any of Klein's men?
A few. Before I got shot myself. They caught some of them after and hung them, but I never did see a hanging.
You never did see one?
Nowheres. I never did.
That's so. Well, Pendle, you know you're in luck. Now, since we was all kind of in the war together, so to speak, I'm going to show you a hanging. You about ready, ain't you, Shaw?
Yeah, my rope's on my saddle. I'll get it, meet you out back.
You going to be a hanging? Real hanging?
Why, sure there is. And you're lucky, Pendle. You run into us just in time.
Here, now, what you talking about, Tyler? And who you going to hang?
It's kindly a surprise, Chester. You can watch, though.
Now, you know it's again the law to hang people around
here. I seen Marshal Dillon ride out of town this morning. Time he gets back, it'll be all over. Don't you try to buck me in short, Chester. You die if you do. Come on, Pendle. Come on. We don't want to miss it.
Sure. Now, what do you suppose they're up to, Doc?
I don't know, Chester, but I'd sure like to find out.
Yeah, I reckon we better. Sure do wish Mr. Dillon was here.
There they are.
Why, they're putting a rope around Pendle's neck.
You ain't going to get to see all of the hanging, Pendle. Only just the start of it.
What are you hanging me for? I ain't done nothing.
You was in the 3rd Illinois Cavalry.
Well, sure I was.
We was fighting under that old chicken thief, Klein, in South Missouri. It's a real pleasure to hang a Yankee like you.
But I only done what they told me to. I didn't kill nobody on purpose.
Now, you just wait a minute, you two. You've gone far enough.
Shoot him, Tyler.
You go shooting anybody, and you'll be the ones to end up on a rope.
Doc ain't armed. It never is. Go on, Tyler.
All right, you try it, but you're sure going to have to kill me before you hang
I'll
anybody.
Kill you.
You'll have to kill me, what? Too, Tyler.
Mr. Dillon.
Where'd he come from?
Take your rope off that man's neck, Short, and you do it quick.
Sure, Marshal. Sure.
I told you you shouldn't hang me.
We were just funning him, Marshal. We wasn't going to hang him.
What's this all about, Short?
He's a Yankee, Marshal. Killed a lot of us in Missouri during the war. We was going to scare him and then run him off.
You forget about that. You forget about the war, too. It's over. Next time I catch you up to anything like this, you'll go to jail.
Go to jail? Over a dumb Yankee who don't own nothing but a skinny mule and a guitar?
Get out of here, Short. You too, Tyler.
Well, this Yankee better get out of here, too. Clean out a dog.
Shut up. Get moving.
See you later, Penny.
I sure do thank you for letting me sleep in your jail last night, Marshal.
Where you been sleeping before, Pendle?
With my mule. I always do.
Yeah. I hear you're broke. What do you do for a living?
I never did nothing much, Marshal. Just ride around on my mule.
Well, what about your guitar? Don't you ever play and take up a collection or something?
No, Marshal, I wouldn't do that.
Well, why not? Can't you play good enough?
I don't know, Marshal. I never played it for nobody to hear except me.
Yeah. Chester, take him over to the Long Branch, will you? Maybe Sam can give him a job of some kind.
It wouldn't be steady, would it?
Well, I don't know, but why shouldn't it be?
Because I'll be leaving in a day or two.
Oh? Where are you headed?
Nowhere.
Nowhere?
Just ride around on my mule. I always do.
Where are you from, anyway, Pendle?
I was born in San Benito.
Oh, on the Rio Grande, huh?
Yes, but I left. Took my guitar with me. Never did go back.
Well, if you're from Texas, how come you fought in the Union Army?
I don't know. One army's just like another, I guess.
Yeah, maybe you're right at that.
I've only done what they told me, Marshal.
Sure. Chester, take him over to Sam's, would you?
All right, sir.
I left my guitar out back. I'll go get it.
He sure is a peculiar little fellow, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. Pretty helpless, too.
You think Short and Tyler will bother him anymore?
Well, knowing them, I believe they'd have hung him yesterday if they could. You tell Sam to let me know if they even start talking to him again.
Yes, sir, I will. They're about the meanest pair of men I ever knew.
Yeah, they are. Now, they'll think of something.
Well, Pendle said he's leaving in a day or two.
I just hope it's soon enough, Chester. Sam gave Weed Pindle a job sweeping up the saloon and let him live in a tiny shack out back. He tried to get him to play his guitar, but Pindle wouldn't do it. We all began to think that he probably didn't even know how. It's kind of hard to believe that anybody as simple as he was could learn to do anything. I looked up Short and Tyler, and I warned them again to leave him alone. And they did. Until one morning a couple of days later, Chester and I just come out of Delmonico's. We were walking up Front Street.
Look yonder, Mr. Dillon, cross plaza there.
Yeah, I see him. Now let's go over.
You know any of you.
Yeah, and Tyler and Short, too. I told them to keep away from him.
Hey, what they laughing at?
They're laughing, and he isn't.
What do you suppose they've done to him?
Look at his mule, Chester. That's what they've done.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's lost the ear.
Oh, my. At least
when I was here in the day.
Well, I guess there's just no pleasing some men, Tom. You shouldn't have done that to my mule.
Did you men do this?
Nope. Now, Marshal, we ain't done nothing to Pendle.
Did they do this, Pendle?
I tried to stop them, but Tyler held me. And they gave me the ear, Marshal. It's right here, see?
Yeah. All right, turn around, both of you.
What?
Turn around, I said! I take their guns, Chester.
Chester.
Can't do nothing to us, Marshal. We didn't hurt Pendle, no.
I don't like what you did to his mule.
Here. I got him.
All right, you can turn around now. I ought to cut an ear off each one of you, but I can't do that, so I'll do the next best thing.
Hey, look, you can't.
Leave them there, Chester. Pendle, I'm sorry about your mule.
He ain't much of a mule anymore.
Well, you go take care of him, huh? And maybe these two will leave you alone now.
Poor mule.
You know what Weed Pindle told me yesterday, Matt?
Yeah, that could have been most anything, knowing him, Kitty.
No, this kind of made sense. I asked him if he was ever lonely. He said, no. Never stayed anywhere long enough to get to know anybody that well.
Yeah. Maybe he's not so strange after all.
Oh, now what are they up to?
Who?
Tyler and Short. They just came in with Pindle. Look, Matt, he's got his guitar with him.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, listen, everybody. Now, wait a minute. The little Yankee's going to play his guitar for us. At least he's going to try. Ain't you, Yank?
Don't shoot my mule.
Oh, yeah, I'll shoot your mule. Not if you play good enough.
Go on, get started.
If you know how.
All right. I'll play.
I'm threatening to kill his mule, Matt. You got to stop him.
Now, wait a minute, Kitty. Okay. Just sit quiet. They haven't seen
I heard
no
Yankees get out of here.
Been playing that guitar a long time in that saloon there, ain't you, Pendle?
They wanted me to.
They liked it.
Me and Short, we've been waiting to tell you how we like it, too.
Yeah, let me see that guitar, Pendle.
No. You hurt my mule.
Give it to me.
I got a gun in your belly, Pendle, don't you?
I want my guitar.
You can have it. I just want to sort of tune it for you first.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's another thing that's wrong with this guitar. It's a little bit too big for a man like you. But I can fix that, too. There you are, Yankee soldier.
All right, that ought to alert
it. Let's go now, Kent.
Are they both dead, Doc?
Yes, real dead. For several hours, at least.
Well, they must have been asleep when it happened, Doc.
Well, looks like Short there struggled a little way. Guess Tyler got his first and it woke Short up for a minute.
Well, he wasn't awake very long, then.
Just long enough to see who was cutting his throat, probably.
Well, he can't talk now. I'm all through here. What do you want to do?
We'll let the hotel worry about him. I guess it's Weed Pendle I want now.
Man, and him such a mild little fellow, too.
Any man can take just so much, Chester.
I sure hate to see poor Pendle hang for killing these two buzzards, Matt.
Chester, wait for me at the jail. I'll bring him over there as soon as I find him.
Sam.
What'll it be, Marshal?
Where's Weed Pendle?
I just sent him out back for a bucket of sawdust. What do you want him for?
Short and Tyler got their throats cut early this morning.
That's good.
I guess their smashing his guitar was too much for Pendle.
And so, there he is now. Pendle, come over here.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Marshal.
Morning, Pendle.
Pendle, where was you last night? I don't know. Here, I guess.
You don't know?
Wait a minute, Marshal. Where was you after they wrecked your guitar, Pendle?
Well, I sat in the alley a while, and I come back in here.
That's right. And he was so broke up about his guitar, I didn't want to leave him alone, so I put him on the floor of my room. Ain't that right, Pendle? Go on, tell him now.
Sure, that's right.
Are you trying to alibi for him, Sam?
Why, no, Marshal. What do I care about him?
Hey, some people care about me.
Who?
Oh, he's just talking, Marshal.
Who cares about you, Pendle? Tell me.
Those men.
What men?
He means some of the boys who was here when he came back with his busted guitar, Marshal. I just told him how sorry they was, that's all.
Mm-hmm. They liked his music, didn't they?
They liked to hear me play.
Who was in here then, Sam?
Well, now, Marshal, you know how it is. I'm busy pouring drinks, and I don't pay no mind to who's here and who ain't. I couldn't rightly say it all.
Okay, Sam, I guess I can't beat the truth out of you.
Marshal, who cares about Tyler and Short? Dad is better off without them.
There's a law against murder, Sam, and it's the same for everybody. And I'll be back later.
What you going to do now, Mr. Dillon?
Well, I've done all I can, Chester. The whole town's just plain quit talking. Nobody knows anything.
I reckon they're all protecting Pendle.
They are. But he didn't do it.
Who did?
And if I could prove who did it, Chester, I'd have him in jail. You know that. Chester, come over here a minute.
Well, I declare. Looks to me like he's leaving town.
Yeah, I told him he could go.
He looks funnier than ever on that poor old one-eared mule.
Yeah. Dodge treated Pendle pretty rough.
It sure did. Poor old fella. Looks kind of empty-like without his guitar, don't he?
Yeah, maybe he'll find another one somewhere. Anyway, they sure like to hear him play in this town. Sam, I figure. Couple of the other boys in particular. Yeah, they liked it just fine.
And directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty. George Walsh speaking. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story on Gunsmoke. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.